We can pick out our skiing resorts again, places like Blaine County, Idaho, that's Sun Valley, Teton County, that's Jackson Hole. We can see those really making this shift in the Democratic direction. I was really intrigued by this county in southern Utah. It doesn't show up on the other maps. It shows up as a heavily Republican voting state, which it still is, but not like it used to be. I don't know, anyone know this place? That's in the area. It's Kanab is the city. I think it's Kane County. Only has 6,000 people. A lot of national parks around there. It was a famous county for filming of westerns. Huge number of, it was called Little Hollywood, I think they call it, because so many westerns were filmed in this area. So that's showing up. We can see a number, again, these suburban areas. Suburban, sort of the greater suburban Chicago, strong blue shift here. Indiana, we see Indianapolis and even some of its suburban counties. Again, the suburban counties are still Republican voting, but not like they used to be. I've paid a lot of attention to Indiana. One thing I've realized is Indiana is becoming, in a way, more like its neighbors. We've talked about this in the class. Why Indiana is so much more Republican than Ohio, with a state, neighboring state with which it shares so many demographic characteristics. Well, now Indiana, for the first time in a long time, it did vote pretty much exactly like Ohio did. So you can almost see, you can see states in a way going back to their regional framework. Arkansas and Louisiana were surprisingly Democratic voting states in the Clinton era. Now they look more like their southern neighbors. Virginia looks more like its middle Atlantic neighbors. So we can see these sort of regional realignments in the area.